Listening to Jeff Comer makes you think of the old palindrome, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Sitka Community Hospital CEO has been on the job since September. He recently described his vision to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. He's a man with a plan and a hospital.
We want to be the dominant healthcare provider in Southeast Alaska, and I've just mapped out a plan for how I think we can get to that. It's going to take a few years. It's not going to happen immediately, but we are starting to move in that direction. We've got that recruitment in place already. We got the walk-in clinic across the street that's going to be put into place. We got telemedicine coming online May to June timeframe, so we're heading in that direction.
Comer comes from Phoenix, Arizona. He's managed 12 major hospitals over his career, and he's the child of a professional hospital administrator. He told the Chamber of Commerce that Sitka represented a particular challenge. Although he considers the hospital to be a gem, he also believes it's one of a dying breed.
It is getting very difficult to survive as a standalone hospital. Very few small standalone hospitals are standalone anymore. They're now part of bigger systems. That is not what our board wants. That is not what the city wants. It's not what I want for this hospital. I want this hospital to stay standalone. We do not want to merge it or expand it.
But that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to expand the hospital's capacity. He calls it external expansion. It includes recruiting more providers, setting up a walk-in urgent care clinic in Sitka, and opening clinics staffed by physician's assistants, nurse practitioners, and physical therapists in places like the local pharmacy or even the Hames Center. Comer appeared on KCAW's morning interview the day after his chamber presentation and elaborated on this idea.
Part of the model where I see us going in the future is focused more on the mid-level providers. They can provide 90% of the healthcare that people need, and we can do it in a community-oriented setting. So to add to that, we're looking at several clinics downtown. We've got one facility we're looking at right across the street from the Westmark, where we'll have a physician assistant located. People at lunch, morning breaks, can go right down, see that person, get their primary care, get their lab work done, and then get back to work without waiting for a couple hours to see a doctor.
Besides adding face-to-face providers, Comer says Sitka's hospital is expanding its virtual care. He says telemedicine will be online by early summer.
We will have full specialty coverage for our ER physicians, so if they need to have a consult with cardiology or endocrinology, it will be a live feed where that patient will actually see that physician who will be in Providence in Anchorage, and that physician will be looking at the patient, reviewing all the vitals, all of the clinical information, and working with our local providers to provide the best health care.
Telemedicine is a key component of Comer's regional strategy. Sitka, he says, needs a dermatologist but can't afford to keep one. But Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Juneau, for example, could easily keep a dermatologist busy. And thanks to telemedicine, that specialist could live anywhere in the region. The same is true of other specialties, even surgical specialties like orthopedics, where significant follow-up care is needed. Comer's vision is definitely a new direction for Sitka's local hospital. It was only a few years ago that Sitkins contemplated the idea of absorbing the 12-bed facility into the neighboring Mount Edgecombe Hospital, which is run by the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. He was asked about this by a member of the chamber audience. Can Sitka continue to support two hospitals?
Long term, I don't think we can. I really don't. It is very expensive to duplicate OBGYN services, very expensive to have two operating rooms, but search taking all patients now has had an impact on us. So long term, I don't think we can where we are today. That's why I'm putting all of this together, because I've got to expand outside of Sitka.
Comer said that on the department level, Sitka Community Hospital and Search remain close allies, but at the strategic level, not so much. Although he didn't rule out partnership in the future, Comer told the chamber, "I am not interested and the board is not interested in a joint venture right now." Reporting in Sitka with help from Rachel Waldholtz and Melissa Marconi-Wenzel, I'm Robert Woolsey.